But if you ask, does he not have understanding? I will tell you that he does not, as he is intoxicated by his passion. For in secular courts, those who have been wronged are advised not to voice their grievance while still inflamed with anger, and there's no shame in that kind of empathy. So it should be even more so for those whose poor behavior controls them. So I tell you that no matter how extensive his wisdom might be, his mind is not fully alert. For who could be wiser than David, the man who once said, "The dark and hidden aspects of your wisdom you have disclosed to me." But when he unjustly desired the wife of the soldier, his wisdom, as he himself stated, was completely devoured. He needed others to correct him, not even realizing the dire situation he was in. This is why, repenting for his sins, he said, "My sins weighed heavily upon me. My wounds smelled rotten because of my foolishness." Therefore, whoever commits sin lacks understanding, for he is intoxicated and blinded. So don't say these things, nor add, "I don't really care." Each man will carry his own burden. However, this view will become a severe charge against you, since you saw someone in error and didn't correct them. According to Jewish law, even the beast of an enemy should not be overlooked. If a person does not ignore the animal of their enemy, nor the soul of a dying enemy, but the soul of a friend, how will he ever be forgiven?